Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
The weather is set to get much better and soon many households will have children off school and looking for entertainment away from their devices. Some will have a day out in Emerald Park, no doubt, and join the 800,000 or so visitors to the County Meath Amusement Park, who visited last year. Now Emerald Park, which used to be known as Tato Park, of course, gets a brand new attraction, the Lost Valley, the Land of Dinosaurs, including a Swingosaurus ride. And Charles Coyne is the Managing Director of Emerald Park. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Have you been on the Swingosaurus yet?
I'm happy to say that I've been on it and it's absolutely fantastic. It's an absolute winner. You'll love it, Joe.
Okay. And when does that go live? I presume you're doing a bit of quiet testing in the background now.
Yeah, the testing and commissioning process will go on for another week or two along with all the theming that we have planned for it. But the 6th of June, that's the open date and we're very excited for it.
Okay. And there's no additional charge to go. Is there an additional charge to go into the Lost Valley?
No. Once you pay your admission price into the park, that is included in it. So once you pay at the door, everything else inside in the park is part of the admission price.
Okay. And what is the admission price these days?
So it's €45 if you book in advance and €54 if you decide to come on the day.
All right. Okay. How is business, Charles?
Well, 2025 was our best year ever, I'm happy to say. So we welcomed just over 810,000 guests to the park and we turned over just over €33 million. The EBITDA was roughly around the same as the previous year. So there was no big pro rata increase with the number of guests going up. Unfortunately, just like everyone, we faced a huge amount of cost increases, including the increase in minimum wage and just about everything went up as well.
So I'm guessing most of your staff, and I think you said you had 700 or so staff, would be working on the minimum wage.
Yeah, that's right. So we employ 160 people roughly year round in full time roles across the various different areas of the park, from accounts to sales to finance to chefs, etc. And then the balance is made up of seasonal staff who are either employed, just for 3 months or they'll be up to 6 months and beyond.
Can I ask whether you cap daily visitors? Because obviously you don't want the park to be too full so people kind of can't get around and enjoy it.
Yes, so we do have a daily cap that we set and we kind of, this is one of the silver lines that we discovered through COVID, that when you start just welcoming people in, if you just cram the park full, it just becomes a less enjoyable day anyway. So we have a cap that we put, and once we started experimenting with that cap, we found that obviously people enjoyed their day a huge amount more, they actually spent more money in the park as well, and they were more likely to purchase tickets to return or indeed memberships as well.
All right. What about insurance costs? Because Ireland was notoriously expensive for its public liability cover, but there have been quite a few reforms over the past few years, including slips and trips legislation. How has that played out for you guys?
Yeah, for the first time in a number of years, we started to see our insurance costs decreasing, which is fantastic. And I think that is largely down to the revision of the Book of Quantum. And that has been a huge welcome success. And hopefully the Alliance for Insurance Reform and all the other people that are working on this, hopefully that'll continue on and we'll start to see a reduction.
Will you guys be covered by the new train lines being built in Meath? They were announced 2 days ago, and one of them's going all the way to Navan. Are they coming anywhere near Emerald Park?
Reasonably so. There is a train station due to be opened in Dunshaughlin. Now, as the crow flies from Emerald Park to Dunshaughlin, it's a short distance, but unfortunately, the roads from Dunshaughlin to Emerald Park aren't fantastic. But of course, with the increase in infrastructure, that usually leads to increase in the roads around. So hopefully we will see a greater connectivity between the train station and ourselves.
And given Ireland's awful weather, obviously it's getting better this weekend, would it be worth considering more rides and experiences indoors in the park?
Yeah, that's something that we're looking at. Now, we will always primarily be an outdoor park, given the nature of roller coasters and things like that. However, it is something that we are looking at a lot more closely to future-proof the park itself by having a couple of more rides indoors. Now, like all theme parks, we'll always look at doing things like that, but it's primarily, unfortunately, going to be at the mercy of the weather.
Okay. Well, best of luck with your summer season this year, Charles. That's Charles Coyne, the managing director of Emerald Park.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk
with Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan, and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.